Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
We sure are the inspired and the inspiration. Good afternoon, inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Wednesdays are always an exciting day for me because it means I get to spend this time with you, our inspired listeners, all over the world. And, of course, my lovely co-host and today our lovely and wise guests. We have an amazing show ahead of us today, and I just have a feeling that our show today is going to be just real and raw conversation, talking about real-life issues, finding inspiration, working through transformation, courage, the power of going within, and so much more. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and in Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If I can help you in the way of readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would love to hear from you. You can find me at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements. I will be working at the Richmond Mind, Body, and Spirit event on Saturday, November 11th. So come on out and join us. There's going to be all kinds of great practitioners there doing all kinds of different things. So if you have a special need, I am sure there's going to be someone there that can help support that need. I'd like to make another announcement, too. One of my neighbors, hi, Beth, if you're listening, she asked a group of us this morning if there was anything that we'd like for her to include in her prayers. And I just want to say that is an absolutely beautiful thing that you can do for someone else. When someone offers to do that for you, you feel it in your heart. And when I asked her the same, she asked for prayers on a cure for cancer. So many of us have been touched by cancer. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to ask if everyone could just take a moment of silence to just visualize, imagine, and know that a cure is, in fact, imminent. And to also ask for help in prayer in getting us there. And just breathe that in. Thank you so much for being a part of that with me. Without further delay, I am so excited to introduce my co-host, the beautiful Mark Lanehart in Seattle, Washington, the intuitive prospector. Mark, how you doing today?
Hi, Kim. Hello, inspired listeners. Yes, I am here in West Seattle in my studio here in Washington State. And, you know, Kim, I love that you do that. That's why we do this show. We want to pay it forward. We always want to be mindful of, you know, we hear about the chaos that's going out in the world, but there's also a lot of good going out and around the world. And just sending love and light to, her name was Beverly?
Beth.
I'm sorry. Beth. Mm-hmm. Just sending her love and light because a lot of us have been touched by cancer personally, myself included. So, But that's why we do this show, to bring inspiration, to help you on your inspirational path, to bring amazing guests onto the show to talk about the spiritual journey. Today's show is going to be no different. And I just want to, you know, just remind you that you are the inspired and the inspiration. That is the tagline of our show that we've been doing for over 2 years now, our over 100 episodes. And then real quick, Kim, I want to give an inspired listener shout out to my friends, colleagues, and neighbors to the north of me up in Canada for an amazing, wonderful healing weekend in my work for the World of Spirit. It was absolutely amazing to watch, to witness, and assist new students and spiritual prospectors touch the spirit world and have the reality that the spirit world is a real thing, and to get the evidence for many readings that I did over the weekend. So I just want to thank them, for my hosts and my colleagues for setting everything up with a beautiful weekend. It was truly another soul adventure and true spiritual prospecting for spiritual gold. If you want to learn about the work I am doing here in the Seattle, Washington area, please visit marklanehart.com or just do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. I would love to do some spiritual prospecting with you personally. If you want to catch any of our shows, you can always catch the encore shows throughout the entire week here on Om Times Radio. This is our internet-based radio show. You can also follow us on social media. If you go to Facebook and type in Inspired Living Radio, you can ask to join our Inspired Listening community. We're a growing page. Love to have you come on board, where you can post your questions each and every week. We're also on Twitter and Instagram under the handles Inspired For Us, that is the number 4, Inspired For Us, and Google Plus Communities page under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. All of the encore shows can be picked up anytime if you're not catching the live show. No problem if you are. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're over on SoundCloud, Podbean, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info, iTunes, and YouTube. And if you want to subscribe to my personal YouTube library, The Intuitive Prospector, I have all of the radio shows that we've done over the last 2 years in my library. So feel free to subscribe. And again, the live show is today and every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And just thanks for hanging out with us. It is the month of November, Kim. So with that, I thought it'd be fun to do both a positive affirmation and a positive inspiration for November. And the positive affirmation for number is actually my own affirmation that I'm sharing out with the global audience. And it's, take the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. And the reason I'm saying that is because I take November and December to kind of scale back and really just kind of go on my own soul journey. So again, take the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. And our positive inspiration for the month of November, I'm going to kind of add to this. It's from one of my favorite books. It's The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And it's a fable about fulfilling your dreams and reaching your destiny by Robin Sharma. And the positive inspiration for November is, everything is created twice, first in the mind and then in reality. Everything is created twice, first in the mind and then in reality. And that's your positive inspiration for the month of November. Back to you, Kim.
Thank you for that, Mark. So today we have as I said earlier, special guest on and a special friend of mine in Richmond, Virginia. Actually, this is, I think, our first guest from Richmond, so woohoo!
Welcome.
Anybody who'd like to call in with your questions live today, you may do so at 202-570-7057. Today I am just so excited to introduce Laurel Holland, who is an author, speaker, and holistic life coach. She coaches awakening individuals who are ready to consciously create the life they deeply desire. A 30-year journey into personal development, spirituality, mental health counseling, and energy medicine informs her work. Laurel's book, Courageous Woman, and her signature program, Live Your Inner Power, take women on an inner journey that creates a foundation to activate their innate wisdom and power. Her most recent online program, The Courage to Meditate, 12 Weeks to Meditation Mastery, guides participants to prioritize the time in their lives for this transformational practice. Laurel is passionate about creating ways for people to discover and embody a courageous lifestyle that leads to personal fulfillment and deep inner peace, because Laurel is living her own dream life now with a loving family, family that supports and nurtures one another, a beautiful home that she works and plays in, and a garden full of flowers to arrange, and a business that feeds her soul. Laurel Holland, welcome to the show today. Thank you
welcome,
for being
Laurel.
With us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Mark. I wanted to thank Mark for his positive affirmation and positive inspiration for the month, because I could really relate to both of those. I feel like both of those are little clues for people in terms of how to create, you know, the life that you really want to be living. Don't you think?
Yes, and
yes.
I'm sure that's how
very
that
much
inspired
so.
That with you, Mark. I mean, you must be seeing, I see that a lot in my work today. People are wanting to create different lives for themselves, bringing new experiences. So I'm seeing that all the time, Mark, and you probably are, and I know you are, Laurel.
I do all the time, and I can't encourage people enough to, you know, develop a practice where they're disconnecting from the mundane and the usual routine of life and the things that are disturbing to them, so that they can really turn inward and begin to create that life first in the mind, right? That's that first manifestation process. Once it's created in the mind, then we have the opportunity and the clarity to move forward in action to create that in life. So here's to November.
Here's to November.
Here's to November. Let's disconnect and create. Yeah.
There we go. That's a great just a great message to hold with us as we move into the new year already. Now, before we continue, we're going to be heading into break here in just a minute or so. Laurel, you have a very interesting background, and, you know, you've made certain choices that led you to where you are today and the work that you're doing. And I would love for you to share that with our audience until we go into our first break.
Sure. I actually started my career as a corporate accountant, and I worked in that world for about 4 years. And probably if I had stayed in it, I would have gotten sick. So I had to make changes. It was mandated for me. My body told me, get out now.
And we have to listen to that. So hold that thought there. We're going to go into our break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with Laurel Holland. Stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Laurel Holland. I just want to let our listeners know where they can find more out about your work, and you can do that on Laurel's website at liveyourinnerpower.com. If you'd like to call in with questions, you can do that at 202-570-7057. So, Laurel, before we went to break, you were talking to us a little bit about your background, where you started off in accounting. And that was not where you were meant to be moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when I left the corporate accounting world, I left to begin to raise my family. And I think that, you know, for me, that was a little bit of providence stepping in. I really, you know, a big part of me had a calling to be mom in the world and raise my family and be with them. And so it was a good time for me to take a time out and just be with my children for a while and then reassess, you know, going forward, what was I going to do? And when it came time to consider that, I was really on my own healing path and in my own, you know, deeply into my own inner journey. And so, you know, I think the thing that I would really want to tell listeners, people that are listening to our conversation today, is that you know, you don't have to have the end goal in sight and in clarity to begin your own journey of living the life that you really want to be living. You can just go one decision and one step at a time. I know that, you know, my journey took me on a path of creating a women's center in Massachusetts with some women, and I learned a lot about reevaluation counseling and became a leader at the center. I ended up, you know, studying various forms of energy medicine, taught Tai Chi for many years, did the medicine wheel with my son, took Reiki classes. And, you know, and then in the midst of all that, I also went back to school and got my master's in counseling psychology and ended up doing some clinical work with duly diagnosed people. And, you know, when I ended up putting that all together over the course of that 10 or 15 year period, I really, you know, had discovered that I collected quite a skill set. And for me, you know, the best umbrella, the best term to call myself was really life coach, because people were coming to me and really wanted to transform their lives and needed the coaching to get from, you know, this uncomfortable place to a place where they really felt like they were able to take the action they wanted to. So, it's been my joy to work with people for the last 20 years and coach them into really living the lives that they want to be living, from, you know, relationship building and stress, you know, going from there to building relationships and using, you know, their voices well, being able to communicate their needs and their wants and their desires. I think that's such a big part of, you know, the trouble that many people find themselves in is not even being able to communicate that out into the world. So we do a lot of work. We do a lot of work with people in that way.
Well, you know, as you were describing all the things that you were doing, I mean, not only motherhood, which is in and of itself a very big job. My goodness. But then all of the different things that you were learning about in your master's program and energy healing, over 15-year period, and a lot of times people want all the answers now, today.
Right away.
I notice sometimes when they come into sessions with me, I feel like they think that they're going to leave with, you know, some kind of miraculous, all-changing life experience, which would be wonderful, but usually these types of things take, it's a process, because we need that process in order to understand ourselves better as we move along.
Absolutely, and I think every step of the way, as you learn more about yourself, helps to really, you know, groom your decisions around, you know, what next step to take. And I think that that's probably one of the things that hopefully, you know, we're learning a little bit more now about, is that it doesn't necessarily have to look like, you know, a linear path. It can be more circular. It can be spiral. It can be a twist and a turn. And all of it, you know, adds value to your life experience, to what you're going to bring to the world. It's all part of, you know, truly honing in on your most soulful and most fulfilling life.
Yeah, I love what you just said, Laurel, that, you know, our paths can take many different twists and turns. And, you know, more than often, it does. And it's actually, I believe, meant to do that, both to have new experiences. And I really like how you point that out, because life is not always the clear cut, you know, nice little straight line that we follow from point A to point B. It's rare, very rarely like that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Right. I know.
You're doing a lot of beautiful work out there, and in fact, we're going to be doing some work together. I'm so excited about that. Tomorrow, I get to experience Laurel Holland in a session tomorrow.
Looking forward to that.
I am too. You know, there's something about being in your presence. The first time I met you, it was just very grounding, very grounding, and very nurturing, as I think back to that time, and just, what your energy was like and how you were. And I really just appreciated that. You talk, Laurel, about the power of looking within. Was there an experience in your own life that formed this belief about the power of looking within?
I think there were probably many that I could talk about and many directions I could go with that. I think one of the powerful, messages I got from my dad was that meditation was a path to your inner truth. And so by the time I got to the point in my life where I had made some choices that really weren't in line with who I was in my essence, and was doing things that just felt conflicted and definitely not right for me, I guess that was probably why it was my natural path to turn inward, to begin to develop a practice of sitting with myself regularly and really, you know, identifying what I had done, what were my choices that I had made that weren't creating the life that I really wanted to be living. And I needed to own that. And I think that, that's probably one of the other big messages, is that I feel like we all have the power within to, you know, change our minds and start to recreate our lives if they aren't working for us in the ways that we deeply desire. That at any time, you know, we can sit with ourselves, get clear about what's not working, and begin to take those small steps to start to turn it around and turn it in a different direction. Being quiet with yourself is the fastest way to getting clear with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that we can make wrong choices in life?
You know, I think that we can learn from every choice that we make. So I know when I look back on the choices that I made that I think led me to a place where I was in inner pain and in inner turmoil, you could call those wrong choices. I like to look back and think that they were waking me up to the truth of who I was. They were giving me the opportunity to look at that pain, look at that inner turmoil, and own it, right, as, I had a part in creating that pain in my life. So what was my part in it, and now what can I do differently to to begin to take it in a new direction. So I would say, you know, Kim, I guess in answer to your question, I don't look back and feel like I made any wrong decisions. I feel like they were all part of my spiritual journey, my journey to more wholeness, to feeling more full and clear about what I wanted in life.
That's how I feel too about choices and decisions. Like, kind of need that contrast in order to get clear on who it is we are. That's an interesting, the way you described that was kind of how I see it too, what my own experiences have been. Now, as you talk about waking you up to your true self, in your book, Courageous Woman, we're going to talk a little bit about your book among other topics here too, but chapter one is listening to the wake-up call.
I know.
Shaking and causes an awakening.
And
one of the subject headings in that chapter is how the wake-up call arrives in your life. Oh, boy. How does that happen? Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I know. Well, you know, if we go back to just a little bit of my story that I've shared, you know, becoming a corporate accountant was a way to, you know, as you say, create some contrast where, wow, you know, I can be a corporate accountant. I could have done that. That, you know, was a path. It wasn't that I wasn't capable or competent in that way. I certainly had the analytical skills, but it left me feeling empty. It left me feeling like, wow, is this all there is to life? You know, and I felt like I was in a routine that just left me, in the end, pretty bored and uninspired. And so the wake-up call there for me was, wow, this work, you know, ultimately, even though I could do it, it's not a fit for me if I want to live a more inspired and fulfilling life. So the wake call, I think your wake up call comes in all kinds of ways.
Yes, it sure does, because the universe is limitless, isn't it? And that includes wake up calls. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes as we head into our second break, and we'll continue our conversation with Laura Holland. Stay with us.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on OM Times Radio. Our very special guest today, Laurel Holland. Right before the break, we were talking about your book, Laurel, and the meditation. And what I like, we share a very similar tagline. I always say a shakening causes an awakening. And I know that you say from crisis to courage, and it takes courage to meditate. Yeah. I'd like to explore that. I'd like to do a little prospecting on what that means when somebody would hear courage to meditate. I think that's very, very powerful.
Thank you. And let me know what you think about this, but I think that it takes probably the most powerful courage that you can have to really look inside and own, you know, everything that you think, everything that you feel, to look boldly at, you know, your past, all the experiences that you've had, and then to look really deep in your heart to the truth of what you really want to experience in this lifetime. And I think that takes courage, because oftentimes all of those things go against or are messages that are counter to what we've learned in school from our families growing up. You know, we've been groomed to do like the socially acceptable thing, the financially prudent thing, the professionally advancing kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, those are the ways that we've been conditioned to think and be and look at the world. And when we start to look within, you know, sometimes our messages don't align with those things.
Right, right. And it's hard to look within, right? The only way out is in, as they say. Yeah. And I actually think of the quote from Joseph Campbell, where he talks about the cave we fear holds the treasure we seek. And, you know, that's very powerful stuff. So just for our inspired listeners out there, I want to let them know that we're in the second half of this live show today. If you want to call in and you want to ask Laurel, myself, or Kim a question, please give us a call related to the topic of today's show, of course. 1-202-570-7057. That is in the United States only. If you are outside the United States as one of our inspired listeners, head over to our Facebook page and post your question there. We'd love to bring it live to air. So, Laurel, I have to ask, are you any relation to John Holland with the last name Holland?
I am not. No, no. Okay. I'm not.
That's, have you ever been asked that?
No. I haven't been asked that. That's one I haven't been asked yet. There's so many Hollands out there.
I know. I thought he's one of my teachers and one of my mentors, so I just thought I'd ask. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Yeah, I know his name and I know a little bit about his work. So that's beautiful. Yeah. You know, Mark, I was thinking about the other thing about, you know, the courage to meditate. And I think that the other reason the word courage comes up for me when I think about meditation is that to be able to sit with yourself and really dial into to what you haven't done well and what you don't feel good about and what you feel like you need to make right but are afraid to make right. Like, to me, those are some of the most courageous journeys that you can take, is to look at all of that and to come to terms with that. Those paths, going down that path of being able to own the places where you feel don't feel good about your life or don't feel good about, you know, how you've shown up, is again the wake up call to how to do it differently. But it takes courage to look at that and to own that, don't you think?
Yeah, and it really does. And that's why we have this show, Inspired Living Radio, is to empower, to inspire, to educate. You know, I always say that education leads us to knowledge and knowledge leads us to wisdom. And hopefully wisdom will get us to that enlightenment stage that we're all striving for. But it starts with that first step of courage, exactly what you're talking about, and looking within. I love your tagline on your website. Liveyourinnerpower.com. Your tagline, I love it because, you know, it really is about empowering people and letting them know that the power does come from within. And it says, your life matters. Your voice is important. What you want deep inside can bring inspiration and healing to the world around you. And I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about, you know, my life and, you know, the changes that I made. And those changes that I made allowed me to feel like I was contributing, you know, in a way that was really in alignment with what I valued. You know, I was able to help people become, you know, emotionally competent and confident in their lives. A lot of us don't, aren't raised with those tools and those strategies about how to, like, even just deal with your anger, you know? So, you know, again, it took courage to, you know, to say no to the thing that I could do easily and yes to a different path and starting over it later in life, you know? So again, it's that whole idea of it takes courage to go against the grain of your life, so to speak, you know, the way that you've already kind of established things. But I think the inspiration here is that once you start the journey and once you open to it and begin to collect maybe some soul tribe members, you know, around you, people
soul
that
tribe,
are also
no, sure.
living that life. Yeah, you know, it starts to flow. It starts to take on a life of its own. It doesn't feel like an insurmountable task anymore. Suddenly the doors start to open and you feel like, I can do this.
Yeah, that confidence. I always like to say vibe with your tribe. Find your soul tribe and then vibe with your tribe and you make that ripple effect that goes out into the world. And if we could, Laurel, if we could talk about why doing the inner work is so important to making that inspirational life that we're talking about, of finding that courage and that confidence. Through the power, for me, it's meditation. And I know you said, I think I heard you say Tai Chi, which I do Qi Gong every morning, which is the mother of Tai Chi. So same philosophy of energy movement. And the power of meditation, which actually changed my life and from my tragedies, my shakening that caused my own awakening. But why do you find that it's so important in making that inspired life by doing the inner work and going within?
Well, here's my belief. I can say that this is my belief because I have demonstrated it to myself to be a truth. And that is that what's happening in your inner world is really reflected in the world around you. So what you see around you that isn't working or that you're in conflict with or that you're really struggling with is really demonstrating to you, you know, what needs to be set right within you. And every step that we take along the way when we develop a life that's really fulfilling is about being able to, you know, look within, get the things out of the way that are blocking us from taking the action that we want to take, the fears that often stop us from being able to use our voice well, being able to take that next courageous step and really aligning with what it is we want. So I think that without doing your inner work, I like to think of it as, you know, anything that you create in your life has kind of a faulty foundation if it's not coming from the inside to the outside.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the synchronistic energy of, you know, today's show. My Monday show, I was talking about perseverance and taking that first step. You don't need to see the whole staircase of your journey. A lot of us as humans want to see that staircase, right? Myself included, very analytical, very critical thinking type of mind. And I want to see the end result. I want to see the outcome. But a lot of times in your spiritual journey, you don't get to see the entire staircase. It is that literally that one step at a time. But taking that first step and, like you said, to create what's in your mind and bring it out into your reality through personal action and personal responsibility. And so for our inspired listeners out there, I'd say take that first step. That's why it's called a leap of faith. It can be hard, but at the same time, it can change your life and be very rewarding. And through the power of meditation and the courage to do so, you can really change your life in amazing ways.
Right. And not getting, I think it's okay to have a vision or an end goal in mind.
Sure.
And thinking that you can kind of look out and you go, okay, this is the place I want to get to. It's because it kind of pulls us forward, but it's being, I think the grace comes in not attaching to that as your specific outcome. And instead, allowing yourself to move towards that and begin to take the action to create the manifestation or that vision that you have. But again, allowing every step to inform you, allowing every step to speak to you, allowing it to unfold you a little bit more. And maybe you get called to go in a little bit different direction, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I like to tell people, be a big wave surfer, because that end result that you're looking for, to have that plan that you're talking about, that goal, for sure. But the waves of change that come from, that first step to what you want to accomplish, it's the waves of change, and being that big wave surfer to navigate those waves will keep you on that path of getting to that end result.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So we're going to be going into our last and final break here, just for our inspired listening community out there. If they want to work with you, if they want to talk with you, if they want to get into the 12 weeks of meditation mastery and participate in that program, what's the best way to get in contact with you, both website, email, or any other channels that you would like to talk about?
Right. So Kim had called out my website before. It's liveyourinnerpower.com. I can be emailed at laurel@liveyourinnerpower.com. And then on my website, there are links to different ways to work with me, coaching, the Courage to Meditate program, my signature program, Live Your Inner Power. I have in-person events on and off throughout the year. So there's plenty of ways to get to know one another, shall we say.
Brilliant. Well, we love to promote our light workers, our healers on this show. And so for our inspired listeners out there, check her out. Go to her website, get into that meditation program, and watch your life change in amazing ways. Or as I like to say, believe it, see it, achieve it. We'll be right back on Inspire Them Radio with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Laurel Holland. Laurel, we've covered all kinds of wonderful topics today that are so helpful in everyday life, from, you know, having courage and meditation, going within. The one topic that we haven't touched on yet, which I'm going to be very interested to hear what you have to say around this, because it's such a difficult thing to do a lot of the time, is that you talk about holding space for others without judgment. Boy.
Kim, I was thinking that is the topic that we need to come out with. So I was totally getting your message. Yes. Let's talk about that. I know that probably both you and Mark have great skills in this area too. I think that, you know, when you're trained as a counselor, as a coach, you certainly get some grooming and some lessons on how to hold space for people. But my big lesson on how to hold space well for people came through the Woman Center that I opened with women in Massachusetts. It's now called Authentic Women's Circle, and it's in Maine. But the center was based in reevaluation counseling. And in reevaluation counseling is a peer counseling model. And the idea of the peer counseling model is really based in agreements that you keep at, in terms of being able to speak with one another. And each person gets their time to talk about what they need to talk about while the other person holds space. And that was really where I learned this set of agreements and then took these agreements into my life. So one of the agreements is no advice giving. So when we're talking and we're holding space for somebody, we don't have to worry about giving advice. We don't have to worry about coming up with an answer for them. We just sit and we allow them to speak. And our job is to just quiet our mind and not worry about having to be the expert. One of the other key ones, agreements, is that you do listen without judgment. And that is such an internal job. It is so much about watching your mind begin to respond or make evaluations or make a running commentary in your mind as people speak. And what I've learned is that you can actually quiet that part of your mind that's used to doing that. We've been, again, conditioned to do that because that's what we're taught in school, you know. Make good evaluations, make good essays, commenting on everything that you read and what you hear and, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, in this process of holding space with another person, we free ourselves from that constant line of thinking in the mind and really open to the experience of holding space for somebody and just completely listening and being present and allowing and tuning into them, not just on the mental plane. So we aren't just, you know, when you're holding space for somebody, you are not just listening to their story. You're tuning into the emotions that they're experiencing. You're sensing the energy that they're bringing to the conversation. You're oftentimes sensing that there might be something more behind, you know, what they've already shared. So it's really so much of a sensing activity as well as a listening activity.
It, you know, I'll tell you, here to all of that. I love how you say that it frees ourselves up from that when we're holding the space and we're not, you know, judging and we're not giving advice. And when you said that, I thought, wow, isn't that the truth? Because otherwise we are, our own emotions are triggered and we're emotionally invested in what's going on there. And perhaps it's not meant for us to be emotionally invested. That's not where we're supposed to be. That's for the other person
right.
to be there and work through that. But
absolutely. And as a parent, I think it's, for me, it was one of the best skills that I learned through my healing journey that I brought, to my family as a parent, was being able to be present to my children and not feel like I had to figure out their answers, but instead mm-hmm. give them the space and allow them, the time to get to their own answers within. I think that, one of the tenets or one of the foundational beliefs that holding space is built on is that everybody has their best answers within. And so what we're doing is creating an environment, right, where they can get to those good answers within.
It encourages them to do that for themselves. That's right. I think, Laurel, my husband would like for you to be present in our next conversation.
Give me a buzz.
No, I'm just saying that because we're having real conversation here. But, that can be – that's been one of my own opportunities of growth for me is to be – to listen to him when he needs someone to listen to and not have to come in there and, insert my own opinions and advice.
Go ahead.
He'll be happy that you reminded me of that today.
And for our listeners out there, our marriage partners or our significant other partners are our greatest opportunity to grow and learn and heal. Those relationships, they are the ones that usually trigger us most deeply in terms of our emotional reactions to life and to behaviors. And so they are our greatest teachers in terms of, being able to reflect to us and make us aware of when we're emotionally reactive and attached to certain outcomes or trying to control things or have things happen in a certain way. They are definitely, prime ground for healing. I always like to share with my clients, it's always a growth opportunity. It's always a growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very, very true. And I'll just speak just from my own experience in the work that I do, or anybody who's working with people, helping to support them on their own path. Boy, sometimes it is a skill set to be learned. It's not probably something that comes naturally, not to insert advice or, think, oh, gosh, don't do that. Even in a psychic reading, where we're evaluating, let's say, different options, right? Different options. Mm-hmm. And this, option A is really going to cause a lot of pain and struggle. And they're talking about going with option A. And wow, that's everybody has their own choices to make. And perhaps there are beautiful things that can be learned from option A, even though it represents some pain and struggles. You just have to allow people to make their own choices. But it is a skill set. It is a skill set, Laurel. And I believe you are really very good at that. I know that to be true just because of my experience sitting in your presence. You're very good at holding the space for people.
Thank you, Kim. And, I'll say that I've worked at it and I've practiced a lot and it was really important to me because, on my healing journey, part of what silenced me and kept my voice quiet was fear of being judged, fear of being rejected for what I had to say. And so to be aware of that and to know that that was something that was really important for me, never to be the person on the other side of that, I always wanted to make sure that I was in a space where I truly wasn't, judging somebody else, that I could be completely accepting, that I could sit and listen and be that place of reception for people, both in my personal life and in my professional life.
Well, I'll remember back to the first time that you and I met, and you had asked me, is there anything you need from me?
I remember.
Yes, that can make me cry again, because that is such a powerful thing to ask someone. It really, like, when somebody asks you that, it's like, you know, something stirs up inside of you. It's like, whoa, it really strikes you within when somebody asks you. It's a very powerful, beautiful thing to offer someone, because more than often, people aren't taking the time or the interest in really doing that. Is there anything that you need from me? Who's asking those questions? Not a lot of people.
So when somebody has the kindness
within their heart, and they're really present with you in that moment, you feel it in your heart. That's like a beautiful gift to give someone, I think.
It is. I agree with you. And I know that, you know, when I sit in the company of people that are holding, you know, beautiful space for me, and I know that you do that too, Kim, because I've been with you and have experienced that in your beautiful company. It is such a gift. And I think that we aren't even aware how many levels that feels healing. There's so many levels, right, that we go through where we go, wow, that felt so good.
Yes, and I just want to thank you for your time today, Laurel. Again, if you are interested in learning more about Laurel's book, her book, Courageous Woman, and even her work, the beautiful work she's doing, please take a look at her website, liveyourinnerpower.com. Laurel, thank you for being with us today, and thank you to our inspired listeners.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, listeners.
Namaste.
Namaste.